One morning, in late September, Father awakened us and simply said, "Today we're leaving." There were no explanations. We already knew what he meant. Talk of America had dominated family discussions for months. And for me, there was neither sadness nor regrets. I'd spent 3 years in the evangelical school, but I never had a close friend, someone I could trust. All my classmates went to Nazi youth rallies after school, and except for my family, I was always alone.
The Nazis were in our house and they looked through everything we had. The worst thing they did, this one got really occupied to read all my love letters that I had written to my husband and he had written to me. So he didn't even see very much what I took. And the people who worked were very annoyed, the packers. They didn't like that I could see that, but they didn't dare to say anything. But here he was sitting reading all our love letters. It was horrid. And you weren't allowed to take any cultural good. Anybody who was famous, any painter or any sculptor, their works you could not take with you. So when it came to this picture that was painted of me by a famous German painter, they said, "Oh no, you can't take this picture out." And I said, "Would you like to have a Jewish girl in one of your museums?" And they said I could take it. So that's how I got this picture out. We always were somehow lucky, like a good star was over us, like a good angel was guiding us, because whatever we did, it was all so dangerous, and yet we always survived. Material things don't mean anything anymore. We lost all our money, but who cares if you come away with your life? This is the important thing. This is a lesson you learn. You really don't need all the good things. We could live without a car. We can live without a beautiful dress. If we just come out alive, that's our thought. And our other thought was, we will not leave. None of us will leave without the other. The four of us will stay together to the end, and if we have to die together. We packed all our belongings and had about 20 suitcases, I think. And we left for Holland, where we had relatives. When we got to the German border, that was the most exciting moment. You were just trembling. Will I get over it? Will they let us through? This Nazi came and opened the suitcases in the train. And he came to us, and my two little girls had each a little suitcase with doll clothes in it. And that's what he opened. He opened those little tiny doll clothes suitcases and strewed it all over the floor and everything. And of course, there was nothing in there but doll clothes. And he said, "You can go to America and tell them we are not barbarians. Here you have 20 suitcases and I opened only two. You tell them we are much better than they say we are. Heil Hitler." And that was the end of Germany. That was the last time. And he left and we got over the border.